Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. And we also just love self care for yourself. I don't know what's happening with my voice right now.
You know, we're trying new things.
We're just acoustic as fuck right now. Okay. So what did you do for self-care this week?
I, like, deep cleaned our house, and it felt really good. I love, like, you know, days when you're, like, super productive. So I, like, deep cleaned our house.
You have to do it when you're in the mood. You
can't, like, force it. But I was, like, in a mood where I was, like, go.
Yeah.
So I, like, meal prepped and, like, I don't know, felt all domestic.
DD over here.
What did you do?
You know what? I deep cleaned our kitchen.
Oh yeah.
This last weekend, it was just like it needed to happen. Yeah.
Dude, I've been seeing these videos on TikTok where they're like, you should be like cleaning your walls. And I was like, all right, bet, let's do it.
Okay, get this shit. So I did. I like cleaned the wall and everything, and it was like yellow. I scrubbed that motherfucker, and it's still yellow.
Ew.
I know.
And I was just gonna use my like mop thing. Like I have a
I've been using the like
that rings out scratchy
guy.
Oh, the
didn't help.
Oh.
Because I was like, and also here's
the. Well, I don't want to like fuck up the paint.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fuck the paint at this point. It's kind of become personal. But, like, I have the paint. But what was really strange is, like, I started using the scrubby guy.
White one? What is that called? The, like, scuff remover one, you know?
It was just, like, one of those dollar store ones. But, you know, the green, you know, the green side? Didn't do shit.
Oh, like a sponge.
Yeah. And this wasn't even, like, near the stove where it would be yellow. It's, like, near the coffee maker. And it's not, like, the coffee maker steaming. So, I'm, like... Where is this coming from?
It's probably just from cooking.
It's so gross. I was just like, ugh.
Yeah, so I think that's my next task. I'm like, oh, I'm going to clean the walls. The gutters. I got on the roof.
What?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I cleaned out the gutters. I was like, someone's got to do something.
Someone's got to do something around this house. The house isn't going
to
clean itself.
Have you seen that TikTok of like the guy where he's like pretending to be his wife when she's like mad at him? And he's like, are you mad at me? And she's like putting stuff away. And she's like, no.
Is it the guy with the blue wig?
I don't think so. And then she's like putting stuff away. And he's like, are you mad at me? She's like, someone's got to do something around here. And I was like, that's so me. Well, someone's got to do something or nothing's going to get done.
And then people are like, you don't say anything. And I'm like, well, look at the fucking house.
How about like... Be proactive.
How about look at the fucking house? That's what needs to be... How about that?
How about you look around and be like, what could I do?
Do you see that there's shit everywhere? Maybe start there. Maybe look within. Look within.
I can't tell you everything. God.
Oh, you see the floor is dirty?
Perhaps...
Fucking start there.
Like, self-motivate.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. I also work full-time. Fuck off. Okay. Oh my God. Not mad. It's fine. I'm just disappointed.
What are you going to tell me about today?
Okay. So, if you remember, a few weeks ago, and I'm totally lying, because, like I said, we're recording, like...
Multiple
at once. Because, like, guess what, guys? We love you, and, you know...
We're trying to make sure there's not a lapse...
Yeah.
in content.
Yeah, you're welcome. Sometimes it's actually really hard.
It is.
Yeah.
But you know what?
We're going to have to figure out some time before the wedding and hard do another things. One. We can do hard things for you also.
And thank for ourselves. You
for the people who were able to answer questions at my wedding shower. I still haven't forgotten you. Anyways, so I gave you, sorry, tangent. I gave you kind of a choice, but now we're on Family Annihilators.
Your favorite. It is your favorite.
It's not my favorite. It's fucked up.
It's your favorite.
But it's one that I'm just like, it just, in a fucked up way, fascinates me. Because like, how the fuck do you get to that
how
point?
How could you do that?
How could you get that? And that's
is
what
it gonna
is.
Make me cry?
No.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. The Chris Watts, I think about that. And I just get sad because like, I made Danae cry. But I like gave you, I mean, I was thorough with
it's
that
It's a sad story.
It is a sad story. But John List.
I feel like I know that name.
It's, we like to cover ones that are not as heard of.
I feel like.
But John yeah. List is one that's kind of heard of, but it's so like, it's so wild.
Okay.
And he also ends up in.
Tell I'm me the gonna, fucked upness.
I'm not going to get into it.
Hopefully I don't cry.
Grow up. I'm just kidding. And his middle name will make you kind of like be a little confused.
What?
So John Emil List.
Oh.
Spelled the same way.
Weird.
Corey, what's going on? I just was like, huh. And I was like, oh, we love her, but what's going on? Anyways, but John Emil List was born September 17th, 1925, which it's almost September 17th. So I was like, huh, interesting. Oh. In Bay City, Michigan. Which makes him a Virgo.
I like a Virgo.
Yeah, Virgos are good. Yeah. A little bit of a cusper, because he's close to being a Libra. Anyways, so John had joined the army, and he was released in 1946, and he ended up attending University of Michigan, which is in Ann Arbor. I haven't been to Ann Arbor. I haven't been to Michigan in general, but I've heard good things about that part. I haven't heard good things about Detroit, but, you know, that's just, they're kind of super different areas. But he got a bachelor's in business administration, and he got a master's in accounting. So he was very finance savvy.
Okay.
So he was discharged in 1946, as I mentioned before. But in 1950, particularly November, he kind of re-enlisted. Kind of, because the Korean War was going on.
Oh.
And it was like, you know, he had just been discharged, so he was still like, I'm good to go.
Yeah.
So, he went back to the army, and he was moved to Virginia, where he met his wife, Helen. She had a daughter from her previous marriage, and her husband had passed away during the Korean War.
Mm-hmm.
And she lived really close to, like, the base, so they decided to get married December 1st, 1951. I should add, this was kind of quick because he re-enlisted in 1950 and they're getting married on December 1st,
yeah.
1951.
They were in love.
Yeah.
Fast, quick love.
I mean, you know, so anyways, they got married, but it was mentioned in one source that she had mentioned she was pregnant.
Oh, so that might be for the quick turnaround.
Quick turnaround.
To the 50s.
And then she told him she wasn't pregnant.
Oh, well,
so he's
sometimes
still,
you gotta, you know, in the 50s.
Gotta reel him in some way.
Well,
keep him around.
I mean, people would probably look down on you if they were like, you were pregnant before you got married? What?
Yeah, so you she know. Actually wasn't pregnant. It was a lie.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so she did just,
as it said, people
well,
were like, maybe
whatever.
She thought she was pregnant. You know, whatever.
You never know. Maybe she
but
missed
her
period.
But it's always, I just... felt I'd mention that, but like no hate
perhaps
to her.
She was late.
Yeah. And they were married in Baltimore, Maryland. And
Baltimore.
Much like a lot of military services, they were moving around for a while, like a lot of different places. They went to California and they realized that they had, like, he had really good finance skills. So the army actually moved him back to Detroit. It's kind of confusing because there's, like, a lot of different places they were.
Well, that's the army for you.
And at one point, they were in Kalamazoo, and that's where his other children were born, and him and Helen. ended up having 3 children, 2 boys and 1 girl. Okay. She had an older daughter, Brenda, but at this point, Brenda was so, like, far removed because she had, like, gotten married, done her own thing. So she didn't, like, really live with them.
Okay.
Like, yeah. she was their daughter, but
way older than the other kids.
And, you know, John did treat her like his daughter, which is great. So,
So it was a daughter from a different marriage?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So they end up, having 3 children together, 2 boys and 1 girl. So in the late 50s, John was doing pretty good, and unfortunately, Helen was dealing with alcoholism.
Oh.
And she was having issues because she had contracted syphilis from her first husband.
Syphilis?
Which she didn't disclose to John. I know about syphilis is it affects your brain if you don't catch it.
Yeah, it can start to deteriorate your brain. Yeah. Who was gangster guy? Yeah.
I was about to be like, Al Capone is like...
A classic case of like, you got syphilis?
Did we all learn it from Drunken History? Yes. Was it helpful? We did. Yeah.
I love Drunken History.
So do I. I mean, you actually learn a lot. But yeah, Al Capone actually like died in prison, and it was said it was due to the syphilis, but like, syphilis...
It kind of makes you go crazy.
Yeah, if you don't catch it right away.
Yeah,
like,
It
takes a while for it to go to your brain.
Like, set in.
Guys, if you think you have syphilis, just go get it.
How would you know if you have syphilis?
You get sores.
Oozing.
Mm-hmm. And there's...
Gross.
There's a lot of signs. If you contract... If you think you might have it, just go get it checked.
Just, like, aware of your body in any way.
Like, if your body's oozing, maybe, like, get it checked out. Hopefully your body doesn't ooze for fun.
Hopefully it's not normally like, just oozing.
Yeah. Like,
it's not normal if it is.
Get it checked. Also, if you don't have health insurance, that's fine. God. Go to Planned Parenthood.
They're amazing.
You
should donate money to them.
Yeah. Fund them. I love Planned Parenthood.
Hell yeah.
Like, I got an STD test there when I found out I was being cheated on with like 30 people. It's fine.
Oh my God.
I went there crying. They were probably like, this girl. They were like, this happens all the time. And I'm like, I'm really glad that I'm not alone. And they were like, oh my God. They were so nice.
Dude, the best.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, yes, please fund them. We love them.
So she has syphilis.
Yes. She didn't disclose this to John. Well, it was from her first husband. She didn't know. And it doesn't say she got it figured out, but it said like she was having issues, like mental issues due to it.
Yeah.
So
plus the alcohol probably didn't help.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm sure it exacerbated the issue. So,
yikes.
I don't know why they mention it, but maybe it's to like say that she like wasn't all there, but it's like, to me, it's just kind of like, okay, the alcoholism would have sufficed, but whatever. So, he was kind of having a hard home life, you know, with his wife being an alcoholic, and he was taking care of the family, and he was the director of financial services at Xerox. So he moved the family to Rochester, New York, which, if you ask me, that's a pretty prominent position. Like, Xerox used to be a huge company.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And some sources say he was fired. Some sources say he quit. Okay. But either way, like, he left
the job
Xerox.
Ended.
Yes, the job ended. Whether it was amicable or not, who knows. But in 1965, John accepted a vice president role at a bank.
Okay.
And he ended up moving his family to Westfield, New Jersey, into the Breeze Hill Mansion.
Breeze Hill Mansion. Wow. You know you're, like, rich if your house has a name.
Yeah. I wish, like, I...
We should just name our houses.
What are you going to name yours?
I don't know. I got to think about it.
I'll call mine Tiger Stripes Manor.
Tiger Stripes Manor? What are you, 5?
I don't know. I put you on the spot, and then I put me on the spot.
Tiger Stripes Manor. We'll come up with better names.
Tiger Lily Manor.
Okay, that's better. Thank you.
I just said tiger, and then I'm like, it can't be Tiger Stripes. Manor. Tiger Lily Manor.
Okay.
Shark Attack Manor. I don't know.
Name mine.
No, you're on the spot now. Name it now.
Georgia Rose Estate.
No, that's your dog.
Why not?
She doesn't own any properties.
Well,
there's nothing prominent about George Rose.
She's very elegant.
I love her. All right.
We'll think of better ones.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I back like to the my story. Tiger Lily Manners. It's fine. It's, okay.
You could do better.
But anyway, Breeze Hill neighborhood. So something I found really interesting was that John sounded very smart, and it sounded sure. like he had a lot of good finance skills.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but to be an accountant,
oh my God,
you have to be like pretty smart and savvy with numbers.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. But he was getting some big time roles. Mine are very like, but like his were like,
you know, dream big.
Yeah, dream big, guys. Even when you're sleeping. Anyways, so the neighbors were like, John was just really standoffish and he was just not friendly whatsoever.
Oh.
And one of the sources said, like, to ooze that he was successful, he would like mow the lawn in like a suit.
Okay, that's just not practical.
No.
Like, I'm sorry, what? That's kind of like, I would think you're crazy. If I saw one of my neighbors
know,
mowing their like, lawn in a suit, I'd be like,
call the police.
What are you, okay? I'd probably like go over there and be like, hey, bud.
Are things good?
Are things okay? good? Do you need help?
I
blink twice if you need help.
Oh, you just blinked three times. What does that mean?
What does that mean? I'm confused. Yeah, like, what? That's not practical. You're getting the suit all sweaty. You look like an idiot.
Yeah. And also, if you have nice suits, why are you getting them all sweaty?
Yeah.
Like, don't keep you those have nice. A job to go
And
to?
If you're that rich, truly, I why is someone
why
not
are
mowing
you
the lawn
not
for you?
Hiring someone. You could hire a neighborhood kid.
You live
like,
in the Breezewood Mansion.
You give them $5.
You
I'm
could
sure,
hire
like,
a
in
neighborhood
the 19-
child.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. In 1965.
Give them a nickel.
$5? Could you imagine they do such a good job?
$5? Dude, that'd be a lot in the 50s, probably.
Yeah. I don't know how much. I'm not getting the conversion.
I don't know. I feel like they bought, like, soda pops for, like, a penny or something.
Yeah. And that was probably, like, they're like, God, these inflation's killing us all. 2 cents for a soda pop?
A
no
soda
thanks.
Pop? Oh, my God. That's so weird. What a...
Yeah, but they just said he was kind of a recluse.
Okay.
Like, Helen was friendly, kind of. They weren't
She's
like,
you guys.
Did you guys want some martinis?
Don't come too close.
Do you have olives?
I do not
have Do you have olives? You don't?
We shouldn't make fun of her.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
I
Throws
was,
the martini in the face.
I dated an alcoholic. It was a fucking nightmare. Like,
I do have a martini.
He didn't drink martinis. I'm sorry, I'm gonna out him right now. He came home one time and he was like drinking a bunch of beers. And he looked at me in the Keith and I say this is why it's funny. And he was so fucking serious. He's like, if I wanna come home and drink 6 or 7 beers, I should without you like fucking yelling at me. It was like 6 or 7 beers. He's like, yeah, that's normal.
Just a casual
that's
6 or 7.
That's normal. I'm like, that's not fucking normal. That's alcoholism. And he's like, oh, you think I'm an alcoholic? I'm like, baby girl, I don't think you're an alcoholic.
Like, I know in my
heart.
Yeah,
and then I'm the asshole. But Keith sometimes will just jokingly be like, if I want to have 6 or 7 beers, I'm gonna. And we just laugh about it.
People are stupid.
And then he has like a beer.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But what I'm saying is like, an alcoholic is really hard to deal with. Like, it really is. So, like, all joking aside, like, that fucking sucks. Like,
yeah.
Helen was...
I mean, it's, like, a disease. Like,
yeah,
they can't
no,
help
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. It's a disease. I think... Yeah. I think he was trying to, like, just not deal with it. Is the vibe I get. Is,
sure. I mean, he's a man from the 50s. Like,
yeah.
Well, deal
Hide
with
Hide all your
things.
Emotions.
Mow your lawn in a
in
suit.
In a suit. Deal with it that way. Anyways.
Fucking
I know. So at this point, John's mom was also getting older, and his dad had passed away in 1944, like right before he had been released. Because if you remember, initially when he was discharged, it was 1946. So his mom for a long time had kind of been like living on her own. And it's the 60s. So she had been living alone for like over 20 years at that point.
Oh, wow.
His dad had passed away. So, she actually ended up moving into the family home and she did give him some money.
Okay.
And she just kind of had like, they say attic, in some sources, and then other sources say, like, the third floor.
Okay.
So, and
perhaps it was an attic situation, but it sounds, like, shitty with, well, like,
I hadn't
pull the, like, little stairs down and let grandma up into her attic.
Well, I had a house that was, like, an attic master.
Like a loft area sort of thing.
Yeah, so basically upstairs was an entire master bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a door, like, to the outside, so the whole thing wasn't technically a master.
She wasn't living among, like, the rafters.
Exactly. So that's why I'm like, it's the third floor, but also the attic. Like, she wasn't, like,
she wasn't the Denver Spider-Man.
Yeah, she wasn't the Denver Spider-Man. She wasn't like, no one can come up the stairs, and, like, brings the ladder to her.
Oh, my God.
But, again, like, I'm not 100% sure on that, but that's just kind of, like,
whatever, she lived with
the vibe I got. Yeah, yeah. So, and also, like, at that age, maybe, because he was born in 1925, so his mom was, like, pretty old, so they just kind of wanted to take care
of him. Yeah, yeah, when your parents get to a certain age, you want to make sure they're good. Yeah,
absolutely.
Make sure they don't fall and break a hip or something.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
He at first felt that way. Anyways.
Oh no.
So, because the next sentence. So, the morning of November 9th, while the children were at school, 46-year-old accountant John List shot his 46-year-old wife, Helen, in the head with a revolver that he had received from his father's passing away many years previous.
Oh, my God.
Right after shooting Helen, he ended up shooting his mom, Alma.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it was left or the right, but, like, above the eye. Mm-hmm. Who was 84
at the time. Oh, my God.
Both of them shot in the head. So
were, like, they, like, sleeping? Do we know any of the details?
It was,
of,
like, 9 a.m. Like, the kids had left. Alma, his mom. Okay. So, what I know, kind of, and this is, like, Helen was, like, drinking coffee at, like, the table. And that's when he did it. And it was, like,
surprise.
Back of her. Back of her head. His attacks were all ambush, like, back of the, like, when their heads were
turned. They had no idea it was coming.
Yeah. And then Alma was either eating breakfast or she had coffee, and when he came in to see her, she gave him a kiss.
Oh, God.
I know. And that's like,
dark.
Super dark, because she was like, oh, my son. And it can show you, like, their relationship that she's, like, giving him a kiss. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it's, like...
Well, and he's, like, apparently not acting weird, I guess. Yeah. And that's, like, so creepy.
He's just... His personality was weird. But, like, I'm sure they're, like, that's just John. He's... Because accountants, by nature, are usually...
Just kidding.
They're weird. But, like, a lot of accountants are really, like, type A.
Logical.
I think I break the mold a little bit. Like, I think, like, and I also think, like, my manager, like, me and her are super social, and we, like, talk a lot, but I think, like, we're a little bit different from, like, the typical, I don't know, but, like, usually it's just kind of quiet, very analytical, and, like, you know, just, you're not super social. Sure. But it just shows that there wasn't, like, a breakdown of her being like, oh, my son, he's strange. Like, it sounds like they, like, loved each other. So.
Oh, my God.
I know. That was something that was kind of, like, that's a little bit dark.
Really messed up.
So, when two of his children, Frederick, who was 13, and Patricia, who was 16, came home, he had shot both of them. In the kitchen. His 15-year-old son, John, who people had said he was the favorite. I don't know if that's really important, but it's kind of something I feel like mentioning. It's just his oldest son. Because if you think about it, he had... Brenda was kind of his daughter, but...
This was his first, like, blood son.
Yes. And Patricia was, like, his blood daughter, and she was, like, the firstborn. And then John was like, I'm sure at that point he was like, oh, thank God, you know, I have, like, a son or whatever.
Sure.
Because that's how, like, guys like that. People were. They're like, oh, we need to pass on the name. I'm like,
pass the bloodline on. Like, yeah. Okay.
So, anyways. So, his 15-year-old son, John, was still at school and he was playing soccer. And John ended up, like, attending his soccer game.
So, he murdered... The majority of the family went to his son's soccer game acting like shit's normal. Dude.
Who knows if and he was so, acting like shit's normal.
So you said that, like, the mom and the grandma had been, like, it was early in the morning, like, eating breakfast or whatever.
Yeah, like 9 a.m.
Was that in the kitchen, too? Did he, like, clean that up and then shot the kids in the kitchen when they came home?
Uh-huh. Well, okay. Or had no, they, like, saw Alma it? Was upstairs in oh, her, she was like, upstairs. In okay. her, because it was kind of like an apartment doing situation. Doing her own
little thing.
Yes. And then his wife, Helen.
Uh-huh.
Because Alma's his mom. Yeah. So that was, like, the only one that was a little bit different.
Okay.
And then Helen, his wife, was in the kitchen, like, at the table. Like,
and then the kids came home. Did he, like, this sounds fucked up, but did he, like, clean Helen up? Like, did he get her out of there before the kids came home and to then shoot really them? Or like, honest
with you, maybe, but I'm not 100% sure.
Could you, like, that's just because so he said, scary. He said you come he had home to and your mom is dead. Times. And then, like, you're just being ambushed. Like, no,
valid question.
So scary.
He says that, like, cleaning it up, and he just says in general, he doesn't say, like, cleaning up after Helen.
Okay.
Before the kids got home. It took a few rounds, oh. if you will.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. Of cleaning up. So, yeah. So he goes to his son's game, and he brings John back, and then he shoots John. But he said John kind of fought back. So he didn't die right away, and he shot him 3 times. I know.
Oh, my God.
But it's like, he tried to fight back. So, like, your he knew it was child. Coming.
Like, your I own just,
child.
I can't even fathom.
3. And it's like, thank God Brenda yeah. wasn't there. But if you know Brenda was, like, living yeah, there.
She'd be done, too.
Yeah. So, the house that they lived on was, like, super massive. And there was even a ballroom.
A ballroom? Yeah. Oh, this story. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. like, you might remember it, yep. like, when the ballroom's brought up. So...
Who needs a fucking ballroom?
Like, I do. Do you not just do your...
Just ballroom dancing?
I'm sorry, are you just dancing in your kitchen like trash, Danae?
I love dancing in my kitchen.
Yeah, well, that's because you're trash and you don't have a ballroom.
You don't have a ballroom.
But I'm kidding, guys, I do not have a ballroom. Danae's not trash. I'm trash. I dance my kitchen too.
So, best place to dance.
Honestly, yeah. When you're yeah. cooking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, try to stop me. I'm not gonna stop. Can't stop, won't stop. So, yeah. Massive house. They had a ballroom. And they were just like, it was said that he dragged the mm-hmm. bodies from the kitchen to the ballroom. And that's why I mentioned that it happened in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So, he did leave his mom, Alma, upstairs in her kind of apartment.
Yeah.
And they say, like, it's an apartment. Oh, it's a townhouse. I'm like, okay, well, it's in the house. So it's like she has her own little area, which I think would kind of be awesome. Like, if you have to take care of your parents, like, let them have their own little area.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah, he had put their bodies in sleeping bags, and he ended up dragging the bodies to the ballroom. And he turned the temperature of the house way down. I think he did it to preserve the bodies, but, like, some parts are like, well, he did it so the pipes wouldn't burst. I'm like, okay, but, like,
wait, wouldn't they burst, though?
Why would you need to turn down the temperature if you were, I don't know.
Whatever, okay.
I feel like it's, like, so it doesn't start smelling, but this is yeah. just my brain, you no, know, totally. How my brain works.
Although the sleeping bags part is weird.
Yeah, and he put on a religious radio station, and he ended up writing the pastor of his church a 5-page letter.
Dear God.
Detailing why he did what he did.
What did it say?
And for God to save his soul. He told the pastor he shot his family to save their souls, and he was trying to save them from damnation Uh-oh. In the world. Just fucking bullshit.
Sounds delusional.
And what was kind of was crazy, he religious? All of this, yes, he was religious.
He was super religious? Uh-huh. Okay, I was yeah. like, is he just randomly but being
like,
religious?
A lot of it, to me, it didn't seem like in the name of God. Like, it yeah. seemed like a lot of what he did was like, oh, I was sick of it.
Yeah.
Sick of the drama, you know. But before he had shot his family, he had actually called the kids' schools to say that the kids would not be in for a few weeks because they were in another state caring for a sick family member. And this was really strange, particularly. So he
has, like, the wherewithal to be, like, the school's gonna ask questions. He had a lot of time to
back down. Yeah.
Wow.
So this is really strange to the drama teacher of his daughter, Patricia, because they were very close. Mm. Very close.
Yeah.
And he said that she wouldn't just leave and not tell him. Because she was actually, like, in the school, upcoming school play, and, you know, they kind of needed her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it was said too that like they saw a car that kept driving by, and it was the drama teachers.
Teachers are the best.
Yeah. And they just said, like, yeah, this car kept driving by. Like, the neighbors mentioned this later. And they find out it's the drama teacher. And he's just like, ah, oh, just something's didn't not seem right. Right. Yeah. Which, like, hero.
Wow.
But unfortunately, like, nothing came of that. So the murders ended up happening November 9th, 1971.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember a few minutes ago, I told you that he was kind of a recluse and he didn't talk to neighbors. But neighbors found it very strange that they ended up calling the police December 7th. Because they had not seen the family for at least a month at that point, and they found it really strange that the lights on the house were on.
Oh, yeah.
And they started dying. Like, the lights started, like, the house started going really dark.
Yeah.
And they were like,
what is going
why
on?
Why are the lights on? Some reports said they could hear the music.
Yeah, I've heard that. Some reports
said they didn't.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the sources, I remember in the past.
I feel like part of the, like, kind of, like, almost, like, legend of this story is, like, the neighbors could hear the music, you know, like. Yeah.
And all the sources, like, recently didn't say that.
Hmm.
But I remember hearing this in the past.
Saying, I remember like, hearing that, too.
The neighbors were like, oh, like, we called because we could hear the music. Yeah. And it never stopped. But again, like, a lot of my sources didn't say that. But I remember that, mm-hmm. too. But, yeah, they were just, like, found it really weird that the lights, like, were kind of on all the time. And suddenly yeah. they were going off. So it wasn't like somebody was there.
Yeah.
And also some of the reports said, I remember hearing this in the past, I don't remember hearing it this round, but like papers that like
oh the newspapers
yeah.
were piling up. Yeah.
But again,
which is weird because like why are the lights on if people are home and you're not collecting your newspaper?
Yeah.
Probably not your mail either.
In some of my more recent sources I didn't see that, but like I remember that being a thing mm-hmm. in the past. But yeah. They just called the police to do a wellness check because they're like, just something isn't seems right. Seems
weird. Yeah.
So the police do what any normal police officers do when they go to the door and nobody answers. And, you know, I'm sure they're like, yeah, this is weird. So they end up gaining access to the house through an open window. And when they climb in, they say that the climate in the house is unusually cold. Like, this is in December.
Yeah.
So it's already
cold. New Jersey, right? Like, yeah. It's cold.
So it's already cold outside. So they're like, oh, it's like weirdly cold in here. And they hear music playing and they're like, and one of the officers like was like, is this funeral music?
Ooh, so creepy. No, that's so yeah. creepy. Ew.
And it's
could
like,
you imagine walking into that and just like, finding what they find.
You can't tell
fuck
me.
Fuck that.
There are tackles on the back of their neck. Yeah. Not standing dude, on
dude, that's end. Something you would remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah, well, because you're thinking it's like, oh, a wellness check. It's yeah. routine. I've done totally this a million normal. Times. Wow, this is normal.
Yeah.
Not this nope, one.
Not today.
So, one of the officers walks into the ballroom, and he sees a bunch of sleeping bags. And, you know, like, lumps in the sleeping bags.
Sure. And wait, you said this was like a month later? Or when yeah. was it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It's like
December.
28 days later. Well, okay. 29. Because it's like, because it happened.
November 9th.
November 9th. And then this is December 7th.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, yeah.
Almost an month. Entire month.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But yeah, he sees like lumps in the sleeping bags. And he's like, there's no fucking way. And I don't know if there's blood on the outside. Some reports say there was blood on the outside.
How could he, like, get them in there without blood being on the outside? You know?
Exactly. Exactly. And I thought that was yeah. kind of like, but again.
You'd have to be I'm really careful.
Going off it. Yeah, but exactly. Sure. And he sees one of the, wow, I can't talk. Also, I sound very nasally. So I already sound nasally enough. So I'm going to, like, listen and be like, meh, meh. I'm like, okay. So he finds each of the family members with a gunshot wound.
Mm.
And they end up going upstairs to the third floor where they also find Alma. He mentions in his letter to the pastor, and I'll get more into that he couldn't lift Alma. So that's why he left her upstairs.
Okay.
And he also, oh my God, this part makes my skin crawl, but all the family photos he cut himself out of.
Okay, he's like, there was something mentally going yeah. on. Like, this wasn't just, like, a willy-nilly.
It's not, like, social media where it's, like, well, okay, you cut yourself out, but, like, there's pictures of you on social media. Like, they had a hard time identifying him.
Oh
like,
my
they
God.
Had to go off of what neighbor said he looked like.
Yeah.
Because, like, he cut himself out of,
and
like...
And probably go, like, to the DMV and find his license, right? Or something.
Right? Yeah. So, they don't find John. They're like, what? Because you're going to find all the family members. You're going to obviously be like, obviously, something happened. Where's John? John's not there.
Yeah.
And he had pretty much bounced after he had shot his family members. And they found the note that he had written. And the note was dated November 9th, 1971. And they were like, great, this guy has a month head start.
It's weird because I feel like usually the family annihilators, don't they also kill them? Well, no.
A lot of the time they kill themselves too. Yeah. And it's just like, oh, how tragic. Do. Well, all the ones I've shared, Chris Watts, Robert Spangler, also in Colorado.
Chris Watts didn't kill himself, though.
That's what I'm saying. Robert Spangler didn't either. And yeah. John List didn't. But I don't think in true crime we share the stories where it's, like, not the rare occasion. Because I don't think, like, I've heard the stories of the family annihilator who also kills himself.
Yeah.
But those aren't the ones we cover because it's, like, it's already said and done, you know? Like, this one is just, like, he just bounced, like, after it happened.
Yeah.
So the cops go straight to work, which I super commend them for this. And 2 days later, they are at Kennedy Airport where they find his car that has been there since around the time he had killed his family November 10th. And at this point, the car had been there for over a month. And they tried to figure out where he went, but there's actually no record of him flying.
Yeah,
but in the
70s,
it was easy.
Yeah, you could just like use any fucking name. They don't care.
Yeah.
It's not like you're going through like airport security. Like they're not like,
no, they're not like, let me see your ID. Like, what's your name? You're like Tom Jones.
And
they're like, yes, it is.
Like, you just be like, one ticket for the airline, please. Like,
it's funny you say train. So the reason he gave the reason for the murders he gave the pastor, I wrote this really fucking weird, was to save their souls, but that's obviously not the only
reason. That sounds
reason.
Like an excuse. And I like, it sounds like a, like, I couldn't think of something, so I wanted to save their souls.
Yeah, and it's like, but the right. cops had, like, obviously dug into his life, and they found out that he had actually lost his job at the bank, and the bills were starting to really stack up. But of course,
this
John didn't say anything to his family about not having a job anymore. And he would still wake up early.
Oh my God.
And pretend like he was going to work. And instead, he would go to
just
the train
go sit
station,
at the train station all
and
day.
Just read a paper all day.
I'm sorry. Like, go find a job, you dick.
He didn't make any effort to find a fucking job.
Like, you're literally wasting time day after day. Sitting at a train station pretending
I get
you
sick
have a
of
job.
Looking at my phone and I'm like reading articles
literally
and stuff.
You could use that time to get a job.
Yeah, but
you know,
Danae, you use your brain to think.
God, what an idiot.
Yeah,
and he mows the lawn in a suit.
Smartest guy I've ever heard about. But yeah, he didn't say anything to anyone, didn't say anything to his family, just like was like,
fuck it.
Bye.
Guess I'll just kill you guys
I'm
and I'll continue
to
live.
But
like,
yeah,
dude, fuck
exactly.
Off. That is so
exactly.
messed up.
Exactly. So, yeah, he would go read the paper. But, like, this place was a mansion. It wasn't like it was just this cute little house. Like,
yeah, it has a ballroom.
Yeah, and it's 3 stories. Like,
it's
this had to have been pretty fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So. And I've gotten different figures, so I'm going to go in the middle of the figures I've been given.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what the figures I was given. So, it said the house was purchased in 1965 for $50,000.
Could you imagine?
No.
A mansion with a ballroom for $50,000.
But some places said it was $100,000.
Oh.
And I'm like, okay, but even $75,000.
Yeah.
Grand. Like.
For a mansion. Wow.
This house had 19 rooms.
Holy shit.
Keep that also in
19
your
rooms
fucking
and
noggin.
A ballroom.
Yeah, he could have been financially stressed.
Who needs that much space, though? Like, truly. Like, relax.
No one needs that much space.
He's got 3 kids and 19 bedrooms. What are you doing with all those bedrooms?
Yeah, Brenda can probably have, like, 8 rooms to herself.
Yeah,
like,
what?
You don't need 19 bedrooms.
That's insane.
So, he could have been financially stressed or overwhelmed. And
sure.
You know what? I'm sure he fucking was. Because I'm sure at that time, money wasn't coming in, like, you
well,
know.
If he doesn't have a job, it's definitely not coming
yeah.
in.
So, at this point, he was supporting the family on his own income, just his, and it turned out that he had secretly taken out a second mortgage on the house. So it sounds like almost like a pyramid scheme, like he was taking out a second mortgage to pay off the house, you know? Because you can only do that for so long.
Yeah.
And he was stealing money from his mom just to afford everything. Yeah.
Aww.
Because his mom was living off a $200,000 pension from his dad.
Mm.
It had been 20 years. And, like, I know, like, money wasn't, like, what it is now. But you can't tell me that wasn't starting to run out. So, yeah. And his mom had given them a little bit of money to buy the house because she was going to live with them.
Yeah.
But, like, again, she contributed from his mom.
Yeah. That's horrible.
And he was unemployed at this time. But it was very obvious that he was not looking for other employment.
Yeah.
And like I said, and not only was he worried about money, but at this point, his relationship with Helen was kind of failing and they were fighting more and more. Okay. And like, it sounded like for a lot of years, they weren't doing very well, like with the relationship. And he was also, breathe in, take a deep breath in, take a deep breath out. Okay. Are you feeling calm?
I mean, for now.
He basically thought Patricia, being into acting, she was going to be into Hollywood and she was going to be a whore.
What?
Yeah. He was like, she's going straight to hell. Yeah.
She's like in drama club, bro. Yeah. Relax.
But she's going to go to Hollywood and become a whore.
What?
Yeah.
That's a leap.
Yeah. And she would stray away from her faith.
Okay. That's anxiety, sir.
Because, you know, killing your family is fine. You're
doing a lot of what ifs right now.
It's fine to kill your family, but straying away from your faith is
bad.
Bad.
Hate that.
So.
What the fuck?
I know. And I hate that word whore, but do you remember the story I shared the other day where she kept using that? I'm like, it's almost like, it's fine because I used it so much when we were doing the other story. So, something else that was really strange was after dinner one night. It doesn't say when, but it was close to the murders.
Okay.
John just casually asked his family, would you like to be buried or cremated?
Okay. They're like eating their mashed potatoes like, that's a strange question. Yeah.
Can you guys pass the rolls over this way? But like, what Patricia said it was really uncomfortable. She told it to her drama teacher. She's like,
oh.
And he was just like, oh, she's just being dramatic. Which...
He's like, I would know.
I wasn't there. I don't know. But like, she was like, my dad asked me this question. He was probably like, I'm so busy with other things.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, because he cared enough to actually drive by their house. Mm-hmm. So everything with the drama teacher, I'm like, whatever. You know what? He cared. I'm going to let him have a pass for being like, she's being dramatic. And maybe she was like, my father, he's.
Yeah, sure. That's just a weird question to ask your family over dinner.
Yeah. But randomly. She, like, told the teacher, and he was just, like, the drama teacher who she was close to that actually ended up driving by their house a lot because he cared. And he was just like, I just thought she was being dramatic. And I'm like, he gets passed because he cared. So in the letter to the pastor, again, it also stated that he had left the guns behind. And he did. And they were actually, like, left in his desk, somewhere in the desk. And something that was really creepy about the murders themselves was that John kind of, like, compared them to how he felt in World War II. Like, it was just like kind of the PTSD same feeling of killing people.
Oh, no.
And he ended up sleeping there that night.
Oh, God.
And wake up the next day. And
dude,
like,
that's really scary.
Ate breakfast and then drove to the Kennedy Airport.
Oh.
And he actually ended up boarding a train. And he ended up, where do you think he went to?
I don't know. Is it somewhere in his past?
No. Just where do you think... What do murderers love? The Bahamas. Where do they love to come?
Florida.
Denver, Colorado.
Oh.
I thought you were going to be like, Denver.
No.
So, because that's where Family Fucking Annihilators apparently is.
I thought it was going to be Denver. Like, I mean, like, let's go somewhere sunny, you know? Like, you just did a sad thing.
Yeah.
Maybe go to a beach.
I mean, Colorado's pretty fucking sunny. We have that's over true. 300 days of sunshine.
Yeah.
We don't have a beach, move here, guys. Though. We don't need you. Houses are over 400,000, and they are fixer-uppers. It's fine. Stay where you are. He ended up going to Denver, and he changed his name to Robert Clark.
basic.
The most basic white name ever, but, like, you want basic.
Yeah, you want basic when you're, yeah, like,
I'm like,
undercover.
Yeah, when you're being a creepy fuck, you just want to be, like, vanilla.
How did they track him down? Because I, like...
I'll get to that.
How do they not have...
I'll get to it. Okay. Don't worry. I'm like, I will mention it. So, he ended up being a fry cook at a restaurant because, you know... You have to work. And it looked like Tom's Diner when they
Literally could have gotten a fry cook job, you know, like, while his family was alive, and he could have downgraded from a 19-bedroom fucking house. Like, he could have made it work.
Yeah, but then, like, he would have had to find a house suitable for five people. I'm not supporting what he did, but I was like, So
he could have made it work.
Worked at a fry cook at a restaurant, looked like Tom's Diner, but who knows? And then after that, he ended up getting another accounting job, and he decided to remarry a lady named Dolores Miller.
Oh my god.
And she was a church parishioner. I don't know what that means.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I was
She loves church.
Yeah.
I think that just means she, like, is part of the church, right?
Yeah. Parishioner.
She loves church.
Jesus is cool, I guess.
Forgive sins.
So this fucking asshole kills his family, and when people question him about his family, he just said he...
So he told people he had a family previously?
After he was in jail.
Oh, okay.
People were like... And I'll get to, like, how he's caught, but this is just something that, like, was mentioned. He just thought less and less about him and just didn't want to be tied down. So this whole...
Tied down? These are people.
Yeah, and you just thought about him sometimes, and then it just kind of, like, thought of him less and less.
That is so
sickening
creepy.
As fuck. And his whole religious reason for killing his family was total bullshit.
Yeah.
Because, like, saying you felt tied down, that alone...
Dude,
you didn't have a religious reason. And also the fact that you thought of them less and less, you don't care about their damnation.
Well, and honestly, like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, what does that even mean? Like, you had to save their souls, so you killed them? How is that saving their souls?
It's not.
Like, what?
But it's just, like...
It makes no sense.
You can use, like, religion as your cover, but, like, I'm...
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Because he was like, yeah, I just didn't want to feel tied down.
Like, who are you to be the one that's like, I'm saving your soul? Like,
and how do... Oh, you're tied down? Well, maybe just, like, downgrade your house. Maybe, like, leave your wife. Like,
you could, like, probably afford a house and be a fry cook in the 50s and
60s. You could buy a 17 room house.
Like, there's, like, a livable wage.
Yeah.
You could be like, you know what? I'm gonna actually buy two houses.
Isn't
and
wild
you know what I do?
You could be a fry cook and support your whole family.
I flip burgers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
He could have just, like, left his wife, which... I would have more respect for him if he left his wife. Like, I wouldn't have respect for him, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
well, obviously it's better than killing her.
Yeah, but no, he had to kill the whole family and, you know, think less and less of them.
That's just so horrible.
But he didn't want to be in jail either.
Those poor children.
Yeah, I know. So, throughout the years, the cops would still keep the story alive and would bring it up year after year because, like, they have nothing.
Yeah.
They have nothing to go off of. No. I'm not like, they have nothing. They have nothing to go off of.
No. His car is at the airport, and then it's just like, he disappears because he used a fake
name.
It's not
like he had these close relationships with people.
No, he's not like a friend guy.
So let's fast forward to the best year, 1989. And at this point, John was living in West Virginia. He was working on, like, at an accounting firm.
Okay.
With his new wife, and he actually was, like,
what if he gets bored of
the show? America's Most Wanted.
Ah.
And after years of them trying to get the story featured on America's Most Wanted, because the show featured people, well, they were like, but this is so old, we want to keep new stuff alive. And they're like, okay, can you just, like, run the
story?
This
guy's, like, been gone for years.
Yeah,
and he needs
just
to be held
run
accountable.
The story, who knows?
Yeah.
So his narcissistic ass was like, I wonder if they're ever going to share my story on America's Most Wanted.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Lo and behold, April 1989, it was. So the police ended up doing a bust of his face, and they showed what he would look like when he was alive. If he was still
like
alive.
Like age progression?
Uh-huh.
Did he look fugly?
Top notch. It looked.
Did it look just like him?
Dead on.
Oh, okay.
To the point.
I love when it, like, is spot on.
Yeah. And they, like, did his glasses the same way and everything. And they showed a side-by-side photo, and I was like, fuck yeah, because they, like, they killed it.
Really?
It looked exactly like him.
Wow.
And which is impressive because a bust is,
sometimes, like, those things don't.
100%. Yeah. Sometimes. Well, because people also gain weight and they lose weight. Sure, so it's hard to, like.
Hard to gauge.
Yeah, it's really hard to gauge that. So, Yeah, so it happened in 1971, and this was 18 years later. Ugh. And, when they saw the bust, he, like, dropped his coffee because he was like, fuck.
Oh, shit.
That looks exactly like
me. Was he watching it with his wife?
Yeah. So, they had a, they had 200 tips. People were, like, trying, you know, because it was a big show at that point. It was like,
oh, yeah.
Everyone loved true crime, but that was like, you know, you didn't have a lot of true crime shows like you do now. So, they had a credible tip come in from Denver. And it was a family that actually knew John, who is now Robert Clark. And he was called Bob Clark. That was, like, his name.
Yeah.
And they were like,
looks familiar.
That looks exactly like Bob Clark. And then they, like, share more information. Like, he was an accountant. Da-da-da-da-da. And people are like, well, Bob's an accountant.
Pieces start to come together.
Wait, Bob's wife died. Wait, Bob had three children.
Oh, my God.
And it was just like, and it was just like a friend. So, clearly, yeah. He was like, he had some friends. And,
Wow.
Yeah, they called the police, and they were like, hey, this guy just moved to West Virginia, but I don't know. The story kind of matches up.
Yeah.
And just look into it. Look into it. Like, we wouldn't feel right if we didn't tell you.
Yeah.
Something I haven't mentioned yet was they had some fingerprints.
from the crime scene?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Yep. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I was keeping that close to the chest, if you will.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they had some fingerprints from a crime scene. Let me tell you, this man, I hate his fucking guts, but he's very smart. He wiped down everything. But you always miss something.
Sure.
And it's the stuff you miss that is how you get caught.
What did he miss?
He just, it was either the gun or just, like, a area on the wall.
Just a random, like.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying, like, they.
Well, it's his fucking house. Like, how are you going to wipe down all of your fingerprints from your own house?
Exactly. So, they mentioned it. I didn't write it down. I'm sorry. But they did find his, like, they found, like, some fingerprints that, yeah, like, didn't match anyone that they knew. So, he kept denying it. And he tried to use the religious defense that he was trying to save their souls by killing them.
That's not a defense, sir.
And he even told his current wife that his wife had died of cancer. So, and oh, he never told her about his children. But he told some people about his children.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And she tried to stand behind him during trial. Like, Bob would never do this.
Girl.
But everything that came down, he was found guilty and sentenced to life for murder.
Good.
And that's the only really, like, stuff I was told about it. But, like, they found him because he fingerprints.
Yeah.
And America's some brave people actually were like, you, yeah, know what? Look into our friend Bob Clark.
Say something.
If he didn't, you know, whoops, sorry. But, yeah, like, guys, if you think your friend committed murder, maybe, say something.
Yeah, say something.
Yeah, say something. That's, and if they, nuts, get cleared, just play dumb. Be like, I don't know.
And I feel like, isn't the, like, don't people, like, say that that house is, like, haunted?
You know, I didn't get too much into it, but you can't tell me the house wasn't. Because, like the Watts house, the house didn't sell right away. It was impossible to sell.
Yeah, no one wants to buy a murder house.
Not only, yeah, no, 100%. But not only do you not want to spend a lot of money, just, like, take out the murder of it.
Sure.
That's a lot of money to spend on a house.
Yeah.
And if you're going to spend that kind of money on a house, you want to make sure everything's on the up and up.
Sure.
So, are you going to really want to spend your house that has a questionable history?
Hell no.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying is, like, the bigger houses, I think, are harder to sell. Because if you're going to spend that much on a house, you want to make sure everything is, like, perfect.
Yeah, for sure.
But, like, yeah. Wow. They've said, like, they see just creepy, like, there's just a weird energy.
Is it still there?
I'm not sure. But, like, that would be really good to, like, that would be a good follow-up.
Yeah,
I'll look into it. Guys, remember John List when I mention it. But, like, I'll look into the house. But, yeah, apparently there's, like, a bad energy for certain people.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, that's the story of John List. And how he was fucking brought to justice. Thank the gods above.
It's still there.
It's still there?
431 Hillside Avenue. Off the market. Damn, that's a nice house.
So someone bought it. Yeah, it's beautiful.
No, that can't be right. This says 5-bedroom, 8-bath.
Yeah, it said 19. This is like 3.2 million. So maybe it was 19 rooms, but like, I don't know. That's what was reported. So I'll look into it.
Yeah, we'll find it.
But you know the people are like, this is where this... So when I lived in Sioux Falls, there was like a murder of two deaf women. And 8 different houses claimed to be where the murders happened.
Really?
Yeah. So I just remember, like, that was the thing, too. Because I think some people are like, this is where it happened. This is where it happened. You know, so they can charge, like, fees and stuff.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't know if they did that. And they didn't do that in Sioux Falls. But I was like, huh, interesting. Like, so. Hmm. But, yeah. We'll look into it. It said 19 rooms. So I was like, okay.
Well, the one, it's still the same address. But I'm wondering if, like, perhaps.
It was bulldozed, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe because of the bad energy. Would it shock you?
No.
Like, I would, yeah, if I had the money.
That's interesting. What a messed up story. And what a douche for, like, it sucks that he got to, like, live his life just, like, freely for 18 years as if his family had never, ever existed.
Well, that's Robert Spengler. Like, he was also gross. A family annihilator who shot his wife in the basement, and he shot his 2 kids. And he didn't get caught for, like, 20 years. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, like, it's just messed up.
I'm
glad that they caught him.
Yeah. No, thank God they caught him. I hate the stories where I'm like, and John List was never caught again.
Right, yeah. And you're just all right, like, Danae, okay.
Your story mega bummer. Next. Yeah, no.
I mean, it's all a bummer, but it's like, it's, but at it's, least there's a little bit of justice when it's like, he got caught. And
that's the thing you and me really enjoy is when there's justice. Yeah, like, for sure. Because people are like, you like true crime, that's weird. And I'm like, well, we like when it's also solved and when there's justice. And, like, we do like saying unsolved cases because, like, always brings it to the forefront of the mind. And you never know who could be listening and could be like, oh, shit, I have some information.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, we'll post pictures of creepy John List and, like, the house and everything. And we'll have that on Instagram, Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram.
Yeah, and if you want to share any stories with us or say hi, email us.
Self-care tips.
Yeah, please. Email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We're also on Facebook and TikTok, and, you know,
hit us up on the social media.
October 4th, we'll probably have some good content for you guys, because I'm going to be over the top about it, so... YOMO, you only marry once. I'm just kidding, but like hopefully.
But hopefully that's the goal.
Fine, hopefully. But yeah, self-care for yourself, everyone.
Yes, self-care yourself. Until next time. Okay, bye.
Bye.